You remember her? There was a time she stood so tall, a shining light above us all. Now we rise, yeah, we stand again. Bring her back to life, let her spirit rise again. Look at y'all, hear the call.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Lucky Charm. So lovely to have everybody here. I am your host, Charm, and I'm not sure if I've properly introduced myself. Not much of a to say, only that I'm just somebody who wanted to be here and share some of my experiences in life, possibly, and some other stuff that I'd like to talk about. Could be politics, could be anything really, whatever I'm inspired, I suppose. And I'm just really, I'm a nobody. I'm just someone who's experienced a lot in life and has decided to come and share some of that stuff with all of you guys. And I'm really hopeful that we'll be able to get to connect with some of you listeners. You can call in, obviously, and I'll announce the number to call in the middle of the show sometime. But anyway, I've never written a book, not that I'm aware of. I'm not famous. I haven't done anything extraordinary. I'm just your average nobody. When they say nobody cares, that's me. When they say nobody knows, that's me. But so glad to be here with all of you. I ran across something really interesting that I wanted to share with all of you. As I'm sure you've heard the phrase, as above, so below. And I'm stealing this from a gentleman who's, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but I thought it was really interesting the way it was explained. And I'd like to share that with you if that's okay. Did you know that a tree has to grow in two directions at the same time? Did you know that? It's always growing in two different directions at the same time. Now think about that. It's growing down and it's growing up. And what's interesting, if you could see the part of the tree that's underground, it looks very similar to the tree that's above ground. I thought that was so interesting. I've never looked at it that way. The root system is very similar to the fruit system. Let me repeat that. The root system is very similar to the fruit system. Here's what's interesting about a tree. The nature of the tree is that it's both gravitropic and phototropic. You've probably never heard those words before. Maybe you have. I hadn't heard it before until recently. Gravitropic means it grows away from light and towards gravity. That's the root system. The root system is gravitropic. It grows away from the light and towards gravity. It needs to in order to be rooted in the ground. It has to. That's the root system. It's gravitopic in nature. So the seed grows into the ground, then the tree starts growing down before it starts growing up. I'm going to repeat that. The seed grows into the ground, and then the tree starts growing down before it starts growing up. Now, here's what's interesting. When the seed is under the ground, it's dark under the ground. It's damp. It has resistance. The root system has resistance. It has to push through the dirt to go down. Now, stay with me. This is related to the rest of the stuff I'd like to talk to everyone about. So it has to push through the dirt to go down further. Once it breaks through the earth, growing up, there's no more resistance. And the part of the tree that's above the earth grows towards the light and away from gravity. The part of the tree that's above the earth grows towards the light and away from gravity, away from darkness. The tree is growing in two directions at the same time. How does that help? You ask, so what's the point of this? How does this help me in my life? So what? Well, it's a beautiful picture if you actually can visualize a tree. It's how life works. That's why they say, as above, so below. It's just how it works. It's a beautiful thing I've ever seen. It's really pretty, actually. It's the work that you do in the dark when it's difficult and damp that makes the work that you do that everybody sees in the light. Now, most of you are going to relate to this because if you're human, you know what I'm talking about. And I believe I'm talking to humans right now. It's the work that you do in the dark when it's difficult and damp that makes the work that you do that everybody sees in the light. I'm here now. You're here now. How did you get here? You had to go get some roots. But they didn't see, people don't see the gravitropic nature of your journey while you were on your way here. No one sees that. People talk about it. They share their story, but no one really knows what you've been through to get here. And I'm talking to all of you. To become the person you've become, that's the root system. And, everybody proclaims and desires the fruit system. I want this, I want that. I'm included. I'm talking to myself when I say this. We want all these things, but sometimes we're not willing to go through the root system. You'll hear people tell you, "Oh, just reach for the stars," or just have a positive attitude, or whatever. But if you're unwilling to go down, you cannot go up. I've never seen that happen with anyone ever. So I hope that helps. But there's some things that the root of a tree or a plant or a flower needs to grow properly. And there's some things that actually harm it, like bad environment or fungi, or it could be contaminated soil or just poor soil environment, lack of water or bad water. There's all these things that can affect the proper growth of a tree. And we're all like trees, really. We require oxygen, we require water, we require a healthy environment to grow properly. Otherwise, we get sick. So, and then you have the common hiding and hunting spots for snakes sometimes. Sometimes they attract rodents or all this stuff. You got to take care of the soil so that the tree can grow properly. And so I just kind of wanted to share that. I hope that in the future we can maybe talk about this, and I'd love to hear from people who have gone through the damp, dark rooting system in order to get to, to where they're at now. I'd love to hear those stories, because I know I'm not saying I've made it by any means, but it did take a lot for me to be here. I'm not one who wanted to speak publicly. I'm not one who wanted to do a radio show, but apparently it is. So, because I'm here. And I was inspired because I wanted to reach out to more people and connect with people who may have gone through a similar situation. And if you're human, you have. And so, as long as you don't give up, I suppose you make it. So I'm, after and doing some research with what are some of the things that would help a tree grow properly. How do you nourish a tree? Which, when I say a tree, that's us. And what I found was that frequency and vibration is something that obviously I'm sure this is not new to anybody, but it's something that helps a tree grow better or be nurtured properly for a proper growth. And I wanted to share something from a web page that I love following and reading. It's For the People That Space. Some of you have heard of it, some of you have not. I will post that link on the page in the future, but it's called For the People That Space. And I love that just recently they were talking about music and how that impacts. And one of the people who was mentioned in this article, his name is Jacob Collier. I had personally not heard of him, but I really recommend you reading his bio and who he is and what he's all about. I thought it was really interesting. Just a profound musician, in my opinion. Always wanted to know how he could contribute to the universe. And one of his quotes was, "Perhaps the purest and most powerful expression of spirit on earth comes through music." And I just feel that so relates to the process of what I just described to you as above, so below. Music is such a big part of our life as we know it, and the freak of what you listen to and what you allow in your space is what's going to either nourish you or destroy you. I'm sorry to be so black and white, but it really is that way. And it's just, you just got to be careful sometimes. And there's something that he said, and I'd like to read that if that's okay. He said, "There's this kind of myth that if you're the biggest, best, most beautiful self, then you're going to take up space. And there will be less space for other people to be their biggest and most beautiful selves. That's not true. Because the bigger you are, the more comfortable you are in yourself. The more space there is for people around you to be their biggest, most beautiful selves. Again, you can find this on forthepeople.space if you'd like to read it again. No matter who you are or how you are, be all of yourself to the people around you. Even the parts that you think are weird or dark or strange or unacceptable. I myself am challenging that sometimes. I'm human. If I made music only, this is what got me. If I made music only from the parts of myself that I felt were kind and pretty, the music would just suck. You know that? You have to write music. By which I mean live life. By digging right into the depths of who you are and where you come from. There's no right answer. There's no place to come from. You come from where you come from. If you pull from those places and you sing or you speak or you play, I think it really has the power to heal a lot of people, starting from you, you know? I think of music as a sort of alchemy, I suppose. Jacob Collier. Again, it's a beautiful article. I highly recommend. Lots of great information on this webpage. And yeah, just wanted to share that. But also, just for everybody listening, if you listened to our previous shows, we had Lucky on last time. We're looking to reorganize and regroup the show, so we'll keep you posted as far as who the co-host will be in the future. So thank you for being patient. And also, I'd like to let you know that if you like to call in, inside US and Canada, you can call in and talk. Maybe you have a question, or maybe ask me why I'm here. Whatever you want to ask, whatever you want to talk about, I'd love to hear from you. If you like to call in, the phone number is 888-627-6008, or you can call direct 323-744-4831. Again, that's area code 323-744-4831. And with that, let me share. Let me see here. Sorry, give me just one moment. Let's see here. I wanted to, yeah, again, just I was so impressed with this recent article that I was inspired to share it. One of his quotes was, "You're always one decision away from changing your life forever." I'm sure we've all experienced that in either a negative way or a positive way, but either way, a decision is a decision. And so, yes, give me one moment to get this. And with that, what I'd like to put out is we're not going to go a full hour today. I will, let me see, give me one moment, a little technical issue here. I'm getting locked out of my phone for some reason. All right. So, yeah, I'll talk about myself maybe a little bit. Maybe some of you can relate, because eventually I would like to connect with the listeners, because I don't want to be the only voice here. My goal is to hear from all of you. Everybody has a story, and I want to hear from people who probably have gone through whatever they've gone through, and they did what they said they were gonna do. And I feel you need to get some recognition because it's not easy growing your roots. It's not easy to be willing to go through the bad stuff to get to the good stuff, as one of my good friends has said. So, that would be awesome for the future to possibly get to hear from all of you. But my personal story is really not it's really nothing, not a big deal. I just decided to be here on the show and just kind of share myself and see where this goes. I don't know where this goes, actually. I was just excited to be here to talk to everyone. I don't specifically have a mission or a goal. I just wanted to say, hey, I'm here. I've been through the root system. I may still be going through the root system, and I'm here to talk about it. And that you're not alone if you're going through not such fun stuff sometimes. So I love to hear from you. But I will be keeping it short for today. And if you'd like to, I think that you're able to connect with me if you want to email me or through BBS Radio. I do want to put a shout out to Don at BBS. He's been so helpful and patient and understanding, and just want to thank him for allowing this communication to happen, and his whole team. Can't think of better people to work with. Absolutely phenomenal. Just the most professional setup I've ever encountered. And just really appreciate their help and support. And I would like to thank all the people in my life that showed up that encouraged me to do this show. You know who you are. And I could not, I probably wouldn't be here without your encouragement, your friendship, your support, and even if I wasn't supported, I still feel supported. So thank you so much. You know who you are, and I cherish all that support that was given to me. And with that, I would like to close a little bit earlier today, and there will be more topics that I'll be talking about. It could be politics. It could be work. I'm kind of going to be all over the place for a little bit until I find what I want to focus on. And I am asking for your help and support. Maybe you have some suggestions, maybe you have something you want to talk about, or maybe you want to be a host with me on the show. I'm open to that. All you have to do is email or contact Don. And I would I'm gonna save this. I do love to sing, but I'm not going to do that this time. But maybe in the future, use some practice. So we're just gonna have fun here. This is guy I'd like to keep this fun and kind of take it one show at a time and see where this leads us. So again, I thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this time with me. And I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend, fantastic day. Make the most of it. And look forward to seeing everybody soon. With that, Dawn, I'm going to go ahead and close out if that's okay. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. My love to all of you. I'm so excited to hopefully in the future get to actually talk to some of you and connect with you. But for now, have a blessed day. This is Charm signing out. Thank you.
No more silence, no more fear.